I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
24 hours ago, the polls opened, and now the results. Good morning, Larry Richard, with my Wednesday 7 o'clock guest, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, Rich Fitzgerald. You have been immersed for many years in the process of elections, as well as being a candidate in your own right. And now as executive director, you're working with everybody in the 10-county region in the city. And you know the mayor-elect as well as anybody. The 62nd mayor-elect is the Democratic now mayor, Corey O'Connor. And he joins us on the Big K Morning Show. Congratulations, Corey.
Mayor-elect, congratulations. Thanks. Welcome.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
I was thinking, and Rich has heard me say this many times, you're a half person from everybody in this town, and so many people knew your father and loved him, his passion for the city. Count me among them. What's it like for you to be in those shoes? And many people projected this would someday happen for you.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. Last night it hit us a little bit. I think, today we're going to go when the kids wake up. They had a long night. But when they wake up, we're going to go thank everybody with our traditional signs on Forward and Murray. I think the day that it'll hit me is probably the swearing in, because that's when it becomes official. But I think, growing up in the household, seeing his passion for Pittsburgh, it rubs off on you. And I think being around people and friends for so many years and learning from them, in our room last night was Congressman Doyle, who Rich knows very well, was my first boss. And it was unique to see all those things kind of come together over the last couple of days.
The one thing I say about it, first of all, again, congratulations, Corey. I know you've been working on this even all summer. You've been preparing, you've been putting a team together. I know you haven't announced anybody yet, and I'm sure those announcements will be coming. But the one thing I think for your candidacy and your job as mayor that I see is you have the support of many generations. A lot of candidates, and I put myself in that category, probably the older generation was more supportive of people like me and Mike Doyle and Dan Honorato. And then you've got this younger generation that's kind of moved in, and they represent kind of those younger people. You have support in across the spectrum. The older generation, many of which obviously I saw those pictures last night, were there when your father was winning 20 years ago, but they now support you, but you also have that next generation as well. So you do have that broad base of support to be able to govern with.
Yeah, and I think that was great. I mean, the way that the campaign shaped together, as you mentioned, we had old friends that showed up last night with the original O'Connor for Mayor t-shirts. But then you had young people that were enthusiastic to vote yesterday. When I went on Pitt's campus, the Pitt Young Dems were out and about at every poll, and they had three volunteers at each one, and their numbers were up from what it was in the past. So we did do a very good job of energizing the youth movement throughout this campaign. And I think also having a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, it's very helpful to talk about families and how we want you to grow here and how we get younger people to stay here, because we have the talent. Now it's just up to us to encourage them to stay in Pittsburgh.
We're with Corey O'Connor. And Corey, this doesn't happen unless you have a conversation with your wife. She has to be on board, and obviously she is, and it seems it wouldn't have happened without both of you wanting to do this.
No, Katie has been amazing throughout this process. She wrote the speech last night. She does, as Rich will tell you, it's so much easier to come home to a situation where you're not talking about politics. You're just dad and husband. And without my wife, I couldn't have done this, because that was the first conversation. When she said, yes, this is your opportunity, I'm behind you, it makes the job so much easier, because you come home to a situation where everybody's supportive. As Rich will tell you, when you go out in the streets, sometimes not everybody's happy. But when you come home, it's great to have that support system here. And the only problem we had yesterday was we got Emmett to the polls with Molly, and I held him up and I asked him in front of the media, who'd you vote for? And his answer was grandma.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I probably should have given him more Halloween candy or something. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, Corey. Grandma's gonna get votes in a young person.
Yeah, nobody's beating grandma no matter what you do.
Get used to that, Corey. That's absolutely gonna happen. Well, listen, Mayor-elect, the other thing, again, I would say back to the generational thing. Pittsburgh is changing, and you represent a lot of that change. Those of us of a certain generation who want to feel like we are represented, and you do. You represent the generation of folks who have been here for many, many years, but you also represent that new emerging Pittsburgh, all those new people that have moved in the last decade for tech jobs and the Google folks and all that. So you really do have your foot in both areas, and I think that's really important because as you govern and as you do the things that everybody's going to ask different things that they want to see, the parks are better, the streets are better, public safety, et cetera, you kind of have a good sense of where that needs to go.
Yeah, and I think that's what we have to project. I know, you know, the NFL draft's going to be here before we know it. That gives us 50 million eyes on Pittsburgh that week. So we have to talk about that. Talk about how you can raise your family here and stay here and the opportunities that we have. We have arts, we have culture, we have great neighborhoods. And I think that's our prime opportunity to talk about the new Pittsburgh and what we've seen the changes over decades. It's now a reality. So how do we project that? And I think we're in a great space to do that right now.
What's important, I think, is the experience you have on council as a young person in the city for a long time, and then as the Allegheny County Controller, which is really the watchdog for the financial part of what's going on. So we're counting on you to figure out that, you know, equation for a budget and running the city moving forward.
Yeah, I think that helps us to, as was stated earlier, come right out, announce our team, be prepared. You know, we did get a text from Mayor Ganey last night who reached out to say, hey, I want to welcome your team into the office, look at the budget. So I think that's great leadership on his part so that we can really get a grasp of what's happening and what the projections actually are for the next couple of years so that we can budget accordingly and we can make cuts where needed so that we could save taxpayers money, but also have the emphasis on economic development. I think for too long, we've forgotten that we do have great companies here that need to expand, but we also haven't had somebody that's going to go out and sell Pittsburgh and call 10 companies from across the country and say, hey, how can I entice you to come to Pittsburgh? And I think that's got to be the role of you know, our office and my job as well.
And I watched you actually do that a month or so ago when you were at the AI Horizons talking about how important the data center and the AI industry is. And not all of that will have their footprint necessarily within the city limits, but a lot of the people that will work in that industry will live in the city limits. And I think Larry makes a great point. You know, you having the county controller seat for the last few years, understand the importance of how the city and the county kind of all need to work together on, you know, whether it be economic development issues or transportation or infrastructure issues. And I think that background of what Larry just laid out really puts us in a good position in this region.
It does. And, you know, knowing that, you know, AI is the next big boom and we've invested billions of dollars from the state and Governor Shapiro, you know, I think that's very helpful that's going to be an industry and we have the talent to do so. Now it's our job to sell that we have space. So you're right. A lot of those centers aren't even going to be near the city of Pittsburgh, but why can't headquarters be here and fill up our space, the vacant space that we have downtown? And that's got to be a big push for all of us because everybody knows that the talent is here. Now it's our job to sell that the talent is here and to keep the talent here.
Corey, congratulations again. We hope to talk to you many times in the future. All the best to you, your wife, Katie, your kids, and all of your supporters.
Congratulations.
All right, thank you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.